Gonzago the blind pilot swore that he could smell his way to virgin lands. He asked of the unwashed that they stand downwind so as not to corrupt the messages he read in gigantic inhalations that left those around him faint and gasping for air. Months into our journey, Gonzago became confused. Small demons, he claimed, came to visit him at night. Mornings he would awake, his soul tormented, his body duly anointed with their strong perfume, his fingertips retaining the faintest trace of a sexual smell. It took the friar a week of praying and doses of carminative administered by the cook to break the grip and force the devils to relinquish the body of Gonzago. But he was never the same, and only on the return, when his nostrils fixed on the scent of his home, did Gonzago speak out, leaning into the wind, words swallowed by the sea.